The first reading is a reading from the book of Ruth. Once in the time of Judges, there was a famine in the land. So a man from Bethlehem of Judah departed with his wife and two sons to reside on the plateau of Moab. Elimelech, the husband of Naomi, died, and she was left with her two sons, who married Moabite women, one named Orpah, the other Ruth. When they had lived there about 10 years, both Mahlon and Chilion died also, and the woman was left with neither two of her sons nor her husband. She then made ready to go back to the plateau of Moab because word reached her that the Lord had visited his people and given them food. Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth stayed with her. Naomi said, "See now, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and her God. Go back after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said, "Do not ask me to abandon or forsake you. For wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God." Thus it was that Naomi returned with the Moabite daughter-in-law Ruth, who accompanied her back from the plateau of Moab. They arrived in Bethlehem at the beginning of the barley harvest. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord, my soul. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is within them. Praise the Lord, my soul. The Lord keeps faith forever, secures justice for the oppressed, gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets captives free. Praise the Lord, my soul. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord raises up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the just. The Lord protects strangers. Praise the Lord, my soul. The fatherless and the widow he sustains, but the way of the wicked he thwarts. The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, through all generations. Praise the Lord, my soul. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment of the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So we hear from Jesus the greatest of all the commandments. And then he says that all the whole law and the prophets depend on these, that you love God above all and that you love others as yourself. Now Ruth proved that in the Old Testament. She put her mother-in-law above herself and followed her. "Wherever you go, I will go. Your God will be, your people will be my people, and your God will be my God." And she gave everything for another. She loved. Don't you get it? At the end of our life, we're going to be judged on how we have loved, how we love God, and how we loved other people. So how are we in that? Sometimes we're very good about going to Mass and doing other things. I always say, loving God for me is easy. It's loving other people that I struggle with sometimes. And yet, Jesus said, "Whatever you do to the least of my brothers or sisters, you're doing to me." Jesus said, "All people know you're my disciples because you love each other. Not just because you love me or you love the Father, but we be prove that we are disciples because we love one another." So let's really reflect on that today. Am I a person that really loves others the way Christ has loved me? And if not, don't despair and don't say, "Well, that's hard for me." Say, "Jesus, live in me. You live there. Take control. Love others through me that I can do what you command." May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.